Excuses, excuses, excuses. Oh, wah, wah, wah. I don't want to hear your excuses anymore. And you won't need to make them anymore. You know what the number one excuse for not working out is? You're too busy. I hear it all the time. People will tell me, I'm so busy, I can't afford to take the time right now to work out. And we're all busy. That's just the nature of life. But you're going to change the way you operate. Because you're just like me, where we put too much on our plate until we realize there's not enough space for the important things, like exercise. One of the gyms that I train at, there's a personal trainer there who I've become great friends with, and would always talk to him about his techniques and things he was doing with his clients. And I was really impressed by his technique. And because of that, he had tons of clients. I mean, everybody wanted to train with this guy. But I noticed over the period of about a year, he started getting really chubby. I mean, he was getting big. And we were having a heart-to-heart one day, and he said to me, Shalene, I don't have time to work out anymore. I'm so busy training everybody else and taking on all these new clients that I'm not working out. And it really came down to that same old excuse. Here's someone who has a career in health and fitness. Here's someone whose priority is to get people to be healthy. And he's let go of himself. He's lost track of what his own priorities are. And that meant stepping back and saying, okay, what's important to me? And that's exactly what he did, and learning to say no. And for some of you, that's a difficult concept because we're people pleasers. I'm a people pleaser. My first instinct is always to say, no problem. What do you need me to volunteer for? I'll do it. What do you need from me? I'll give it to you. But we have to learn as people pleasers to keep our priorities at the front of our list. I had to learn to say, and you need to learn to say this too, I appreciate you thinking of me, but can I get back to you on that? Just that simple phrase as a people pleaser gives me enough time to look at my schedule, get back to that person and say, I'm sorry, I don't have the time right now. I've got too much on my plate. I wish I could add you to my schedule. I just don't have enough hours right now. By doing that, that personal trainer was able to take control of his schedule and realize what was most important, first and foremost, was his own health and fitness. That's what you need to do. Take control of your schedule. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel like because you're a people pleaser, you always have to say yes. The person you have to say yes to first is you. Not having enough time is no longer an excuse for you. You're going to start carving out the time you need. There are no more excuses in this area. You're going to take control. Are you using that funk that you're in as an excuse to stay where you are? Listen, you have got to snap out of it. And I'm not kidding. This is time for you to wake up and pay attention. Snap yourself out of that funk that you've been walking around in. You're wearing baggy clothes and loose-fitting elastic pants. You're making excuses. You're depressed, you're angry, you're in a bad mood, and you're hating the thought of getting dressed each morning. You're wearing things that are just comfortable and loose-fitting to cover up the fat. Now, you might tell me that that's your personal style, but you and I both know you are wearing clothes that give you an excuse. You're hiding. It's a way of hiding and not facing what's really going on. Now listen, it is time for you to pay attention. You need to start showing the world that you care about yourself. Put some makeup on. Women, get a cute outfit. Do your hair. Fellas, update your look. Make some changes that tell the world that there's a new you. You've got to start standing taller. I want you to think differently. I want you to be a positive influence to the people around you. You be the positive one. Change your posture. Change the way you stand. Change the words that you use. Start interacting with people. Get back in the game. Pay someone a compliment. Do something that makes you feel good. Start feeling better about yourself and look like you mean it. You are on a mission. And I want you to start feeling differently. And if you're going to start feeling differently, you need to start looking differently. You need to care. You need to care about your appearance. When you start behaving in that way, guess what? Your attitude will follow. And soon you're really going to start to feel like a better person, like someone who deserves the time and effort it takes to be fit and lean, someone who cares about their health. So snap out of it. Snap out of your funk. Pay attention. You are on a mission, and that mission starts today.